with the news. On Tuesday, April 29, 2025, the Indonesia Stock Exchange reported that the number of capital market investors in Indonesia reached more than 60 million single investors in identifications, an increase of 1 million from December 31, 2024. More than 79% of these investors are under the age of 40, indicating a significant involvement in the younger generation. This growth is attributed to collaborative efforts between the IDX Self-Regulation Organization, the Financial Services Authority, and securities companies, focusing on educational initiatives and digital access to market information. On Wednesday, April 30, 2025, Minister of Communication and Information Budi Adisetyadi stated that Indonesia is prepared to become the epicenter of artificial intelligence development in the Asian region. This readiness is supported by Indonesia's digital infrastructure, talent potential, and national AI strategy. The government is committed to ensuring responsible AI governance to optimize innovation while safeguarding public interest. That was the news. Macaulay, we have Bonnie and Clyde, and also Jack and Rose. And here, locally, we have who?
Indonesia also has iconic couple, Simba and Rangga.
Rangga, yes.
For those who became teenagers in early 2000s must be so familiar with the characters Simba and Rangga. And this year, 2025, Simba and Rangga will be back.
Oh, interesting.
But in different casts, not starred by Dian Sastro and Nicola Saputra. Now we have the Gen Z version.
Gen Z version.
Yes, there will be the musical version of Rangga and Simba. The screen will be released this year.
Oh, interesting. As a Gen Z, it's really happening on social media. A lot of Gen Z and the youth are very excited to finally watch the movie that our parents are crazy about. I know that a lot of parents or millennials are a fan of Adapa and Cinta, or Rangga and Cinta. So we, as Gen Z, are very excited to look forward to this movie, especially this is a musical movie. So
have you watched the movie? I mean the 2002 movie.
Oh, yes, it's a must. I have watched it, and it's very tragic, I would say. But let's see. It's a remake, though. Maybe they still have the same ending, but it's still worth the watch, right?
Maybe the musical thing, that's what makes a difference, yeah? So excited?
I'm very excited.
The musical version. But we have another excitement here. What we have here, this is a very good news from the education world of Indonesia, where 3-4 grade students from Sekolah Dasar Islam Terpadu, or Integrated Islamic Primary School in Depok, West Java, they earn top honors with a research project in a sustainable food solutions titled The Precious Foods Implementation of 3R plus D, Quick Actions as Golden Creativity and Innovation Awards 2025 in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam on April 27.
And there are a total of 15 Indonesian teams participated in this event, representing schools and universities across the country. The Indonesian delegation got several awards. And we're very happy to hear this news, including bronze, silver, special, and grand awards. For your information, listeners, the ICIA is an annual competition that encourages young innovators to contribute solutions for the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, offering participants a chance to showcase their projects to experts and professionals from around the world.
Congratulations!
We're very proud to know this news and also deliver this news.
Sustainable food solutions to avoid food waste as well. Another critical issue lately.
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot more when we come back. More programs taking you closer to Indonesia. So stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.
or delicious. Thus, Tolena means dipped and delicious. Initially, the kind of image has been around since the beginning of the 20th century, was not called Tolena, but Puyum Digulaan, or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, Tolena is quite simple. The main ingredient is sape, or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you. Strong determination, compassion and sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom and diplomacy. That is your quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
To explore parts of the house. So Apalaki has two sides, the left and the right side.
building inside, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajar Buria, Wajar Lulu, and Wajar Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, kalau Buria Wajar Lulu, yang kedua Wajar Tenda.
The parts inside the house. They are Wajar Buria, Wajar Lulu, and Wajar Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, which is Bu itself, means golden.
Then there is a place to keep and search heritage objects.
There's also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishwara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side. To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years, through various traditional ceremonies, which meet high costs at least two big and group. That was the total amount of field made by Nabis Day. Although most of world of the villagers are plantation farms, they are willing to pay big amount of fun for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Apalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This one rope yarn was used to pull bags of wood called then people break down the house and hold a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, the ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Lealako itu dimana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location, put up in the kampung, and in the forest. They should give food in four directions, don't stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before it comes in the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
Materials are complete. The people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured panda and gummy dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
For days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders start bad luck prevention process again. Giving offerings in four directions to repel bad spirits in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedapanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Wolotoku Village. Kedapanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotoku Village. Besides the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedapanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kedapanga, rumah tempat tinggal berhala oleh seluruh para Musumaki.
Kedapanga is a place where Musumaki worship young adults. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The open offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center called Usenua in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do panda and gummy dance, accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotoku traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies, which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site, which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
VOR listeners, we are on the end of our session of the day, of Indonesia Today, morning session of Indonesia Today, and we are very, very grateful to be accompanying you this whole 6 hours, but the next 6 hours will be accompanied by our colleague, Faisal. So,
it's time for the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. That must be as interesting as the morning one. So do stay tuned only on VOR News.id and our digital mobile app channel, VOI. And later at 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time, it is also enjoyable on shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. So I'm Rahma signing out.
I'm Unica signing out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's
Thank you.